This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tens of millions of people in the U.S. are under winter alerts, including blizzard warnings in effect for Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. That area includes Kansas City. ABC's Victor Oquendo has the latest from Cincinnati.
A monster winter storm barreling east. More than 60 million Americans under alert as the massive storm is set to bring heavy snow, freezing rain, and icy conditions. Many bracing as the storm plows east. Shelves empty as shoppers flock to stores to gather essentials, from food to supplies.
Former President Jimmy Carter lies in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta. Thousands lined the road Saturday to see the procession from his hometown of Plains, Georgia. President Biden travels to New Orleans tomorrow with the First Lady to see the scene of the New Year's terror attack. And New York City's first in the nation toll on vehicles entering the busiest parts of Manhattan is now in effect. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tens of millions of people in the U.S. are under winter alerts, including blizzard warnings in effect for Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. That area includes Kansas City. ABC's Victor Oquendo has the latest from Cincinnati.
A monster winter storm barreling east. More than 60 million Americans under alert as the massive storm is set to bring heavy snow, freezing rain, and icy conditions. Many bracing as the storm plows east. Shelves empty as shoppers flock to stores to gather essentials, from food to supplies.
Former President Jimmy Carter lies in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta. Thousands lined the road Saturday to see the procession from his hometown of Plains, Georgia. President Biden travels to New Orleans tomorrow with the First Lady to see the scene of the New Year's terror attack. And New York City's first in the nation toll on vehicles entering the busiest parts of Manhattan is now in effect. This is ABC News. Police in Corvallis, Oregon, responded to a train trestle collapse on Saturday afternoon, saying that the trestle collapsed while a freight train was crossing. One train car was in the river, but there were no injuries reported. For the first time, a major airline's been fined for running a chronically late route. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says that airline is JetBlue.
The DOT considers a flight chronically delayed if it's been flown at least 10 times a month and arrives more than 30 minutes late at least half the time. And this is the first time the DOT has fined an airline for chronic delays, and it puts the entire industry on alert. The agency says it has ongoing investigations into other unnamed airlines.
JetBlue is paying a $2 million fine. Filmmaker Jeff Baena, who's also the husband of actress Aubrey Plaza, has died. He was 47. The medical examiner in Los Angeles County says his death was by suicide. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tens of millions of people in the U.S. are under winter alerts, including blizzard warnings in effect for Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. That area includes Kansas City. ABC's Victor Oquendo has the latest from Cincinnati.
A monster winter storm barreling east. More than 60 million Americans under alert as the massive storm is set to bring heavy snow, freezing rain, and icy conditions. Many bracing as the storm plows east. Shelves empty as shoppers flock to stores to gather essentials, from food to supplies.
Former President Jimmy Carter lies in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta. Thousands lined the road Saturday to see the procession from his hometown of Plains, Georgia. President Biden travels to New Orleans tomorrow with the First Lady to see the scene of the New Year's terror attack. And New York City's first in the nation toll on vehicles entering the busiest parts of Manhattan is now in effect. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
After week after Christmas blues. You're going to identify. January, it's the beginning of anything you want. Like charging a battery, I guess. Like another chapter in the book with 12 to fill. You know, it's an anniversary. It's been a quarter century since we had all that bottled water put away for the millennium. Title is That's All. Mel Torme had the hit on that. It's the music of the stars all the way to high noon central. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. January. I had to turn the thermostat. Just saying that word. That word. Ranger wrote this. And Pete King and the orchestra with Julie. London, that is.
It's June in January. because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charms. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January, because I'm in love.
I'm really in love.
But only because I'm in love with you.
So in love, so in love. So in love, so in love. And I can feel the scent of roses in the air.
It's June in January, because I'm in love. But only because I'm in love with you.
It's June in January, 'cause I'm in love with you.
Brave words indeed, but we know better. Steve Lawrence next up on The Music of the Stars. Good morning. Happy weekend. I'm Lou Regani.
The warm hours are the ones I look forward to. The warm hours after midnight, when I'm with you, when all is quiet and all is still, we speak only with our eyes. We're as close as midnight, and in the silence, I hear only the music of your sighs. The warm hours when we both are consumed by our sometimes lasting till no stars are above. All we ever hoped for or dreamed of is ours. In those quiet, wondrous, warm in those quiet, wondrous, warm hours.
This is Rod McCune next up.
Soft, listen to the warm. The night is almost gone. We can listen to the warm. Soft, touch the fingers of the dawn till the edge of dawn. We can listen to the warm. With love, it's either famine or a feast. You've got to learn to smile at least and store up pleasures for that rainy day. When love goes away, then soft, listen to the warm.
Musicians, those are. Francis Albert Sinatra, The Music of the Stars. The Civic Media Radio Network, civicmedia.us, worldwide.
Sleep warm, sleep tight. When you
turn off the light. Sleep warm, sleep well, my love. Rest your head on the pillow. What a lucky pillow. Close to you, so close to you all night. Sleep warm, sleep well. Let dreams weave you a spell. Sweet dreams of me, my love.
Tune by the Bergmans, Alan and Marilyn. We lost Marilyn a couple of years ago. We did a tribute tour, and right now I have to go out and get that newspaper eye, and that air hits you right in the... This is from the most happy fella, Joe Stafford, Frank Lesser, the music of the stars.
Warm all over, warm. Time you smile, you get me warm all over. Sometimes I feel kind of out in the cold, but then I touch your
Music of the Stars.
Lose our signal? Oh, wait. Oh, here we go. All right, let's try this. Ah, it's better. Peggy Lee with a big hit even in 1970. That was Is That All There Is? Great tune. She helped write. Ah, the Bergman Zone. For all the hits they made, from movies, Broadway, disc jockey stuff, it's amazing more people aren't familiar with Alan and Marilyn Bergman. Let's see if we can correct that today. Happy January, and then you go, yeah, right. This is the Peggy Lee Band. Saying not much of a warm-up this week. We're in Wisconsin, you folks across the world.
Thank you. me go. For I could never know.
Percy Faith's Orchestra with Johnny Mathis. Doris Day.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. Why do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. The flame grows higher, but I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I got my love to keep me warm.
Frank Duvall in the orchestra. Did you know Frank wrote the music, the soundtrack for Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? Here's Les Brown. He had the first hit. Les Brown with the music of Irving Berlin, the music of the stars. Jerry Gray arranged.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Skip Martin and his orchestra, his arranging capabilities are beyond description, so I won't describe them. Francis Albert Sinatra. All this Christmas stuff with fireplaces, chimneys, and Sinatra.
I used to sit by my fireplace and dream about you. But now that won't do. There's a flaw in my flute. Your lovely face in my fireplace was all that I saw. But now it won't draw, 'cause my flute has a flaw. From every beautiful ember, a memory arose. Now I try to remember, and smoke gets in my nose. It's not as sweet by the unit heat to dream about you. So, darling, adieu. There's a flaw in my flute.
Chimneys. Maybe something in the chimney. It happens.
There's something stuck up in the chimney, and I don't know what it is, but it's been there all night long. Well, I waited up for Santa all Christmas night, but he never came, and it don't seem right that there's something in the chimney. Something's stuck up in the chimney, and I don't know what it is, but it's been there all week long. Well, the dog keeps barking up the chimney flue, and we don't know what we're gonna do, 'cause there's something in the chimney, and it doesn't move around, and it's been a week since Christmas. There's something stuck up in the chimney, and I don't know what it is,
chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheroo. Good luck, we're above when I shake hands with you. Oh, blow me a kiss. And that's lucky too. Now as the ladder of life has been strung, you might think a sweep's on the bottom most rung. Though I spends me time in the ashes and smoke, in this all wide world there's no happier bloke. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheroo. Good luck, we're aboard when I shake hands with you. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheroo. Good luck, we're aboard when I shake hands with you.
Can't get any better playing that song unless it's Duke Ellington. And here he is, royalty in music. So many royalty people there. Like, see, there's King Oliver, Count Basie, Jack Elliott. Jack, get it? And Duke Ellington. Music of the stars. Duke Ellington with a tune by the Sherman Brothers. Now, who's the Sherman Brothers wrote a lot of stuff that you're humming right now. Yeah, like for Christmas. Walt Disney's favorite. These two guys, and we lost them, unfortunately, because the years, well.
Santa Claus got stuck in the chimney.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Poor me.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney when he came last year.
Poor Santa Claus.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. He won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, the middle of the chimney. Not quite up and not quite down. Santa, please come back to my chimney. Back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. You can come back here.
Please do, 'cause Daddy made a brand new chimney
just for you this year.
Why, just last Christmas Eve, she waited up for Santa to drop by.
But I nearly missed him, and here's the reason why. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. He won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney, not quite up and not quite down. Santa, please come back to my chimney, back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. You can come back here, 'cause Daddy made a brand new chimney just for you this year.
Santa Claus, come on down the chimney, please come back this year.
Ella Fitzgerald with the orchestra, and here's Walt Disney with the Sherman Brothers. Here they are.
Our songwriters, Dick and Bob Sherman of the Walt Disney Studio.
Jim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheree.
We're gonna break in this thing, it's behind
the door. Win it up, boo, win it up, boo.
Can you believe the output of those two gentlemen and all these great, great songs?
Moments that touch your heart.
You cannot forget a Sherman Brothers song for your entire life.
I remember the songs more than I remember the movie itself.
The wonderful thing about Tigger is Tigger the wonderful thing.
Modern media, television, movies, and Disneyland. They just were in this extraordinary position to have a gigantic impact.
These are the people who wrote every song that every child has grown up with.
When we come up with a good song idea, there were no two happier guys in the world. And we knew it. We both look at each other and think, yeah, we did it, yeah.
We had no sibling rivalry when it came to writing.
Their lifestyles were different, so they didn't enjoy being together.
We were never close, didn't know them that well.
Nobody ever suspected that Bob and I didn't see each other socially.
The crucible of creativity for these guys is conflict.
That friction is what makes these beautiful things come to life.
We've perpetrated a facade for 50 years.
He went with his friends, I went with mine. That's the way it went.
Bob and I are 2.5 years and about 5 eons apart.
Everything in their career has pushed them into being two halves of a whole. They are, by fate and fame, shackled together.
This morning, we are honoring the life of Disney legend Richard Sherman, who wrote some of the most beloved songs in Hollywood history, really the soundtrack of our childhood. Trevor Ault is here now with more on that legacy. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Rebecca. You know, even if you don't know the name of songwriter Richard Sherman, you definitely know his songs, and I bet your kids do too. He's one half of the Sherman Brothers, and they are the minds behind some classic Disney hits going back to the 1960s. And this morning, the world is singing his songs and singing his praises.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
His songs have delighted families for decades. And this morning, the world remembers legendary songwriter Richard Sherman, who alongside his brother Robert penned some of the most timeless and catchy songs of our childhood.
For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
The secret of the Sherman Brothers is they play with expectations in their melody. They will sing, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Every time they say go down, the interval jumps up. I actually stole that move for a song in Hamilton when King George goes, oceans rise, empires fall. That's a straight Sherman
Brothers.
Here
we go. I want to be like you.
This is Richard Sherman at the keyboard.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. Now I want to be a man cub and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around, say, ooh, ooh, I want to be like you. Ooh, ooh. I want to walk like you, talk like you, too. You'll see it's true, ooh, ooh. An ape like me can learn to be human too. I'll eat your mannerisms, we'll be a set of twins. No one will know where man cub ends and orangutan begins. And when I eat bananas, I won't peel them with my feet, cause I'll become a man cub and get some etiquette. Say, ooh, 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 I wanna be like you. Ooh, ooh. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, too. It's true, ooh, ooh, shoo-ba-doo-doo. An ape like me, scooby-dooby-dee, can learn to be human too. One more time, can learn to be human too. One more time, can learn to be human too. Ooh, ooh. I wanna be like you.
Richard Sherman, we lost him just a few months ago. Francis Albert Sinatra.
I'd be glad to stay right here with you. Fact is, that is what I planned to do. But from that cool look on your face, I think I'll head south to a warmer place. Thought I'd given you the best of me. I'd be glad to share the rest of me. But there's a chill. So I'd better head south to a warmer place. Seems like yesterday we could kiss and build a fire, but now it's 10 below. But now it feels like snow. I don't mind a cold day now and then, but this long deep freeze has done me in, and it's too late to plead your case. So I'm going south to a warmer place. Long deep freeze better go south.
Music of the Star. Civic Media Radio Network. Come on, I'm buying. Tom Hanks. For news on the Civic Media Radio Network, Music of the Star. Be right back. I'm Lou Regani, Music of the Star.
From the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 6 days of funeral ceremonies for former President Jimmy Carter began Saturday with a funeral motorcade from his hometown of Plains, Georgia, to Atlanta.
Before he died, the former president insisted that the first event of his funeral take place at the Carter Center in Atlanta. His son Chip shared both laughter and tears as he thanked the scientists and peacemakers here who worked with his mother and father for decades.
That's ABC Steve Osunsami in Atlanta. About 60 million people in the U.S. under weather alerts. There's a blizzard warning in effect for parts of Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Winter storm warnings extend to the mid-Atlantic. President Biden and the First Lady travel to New Orleans tomorrow to see the site of the New Year's terror attack that killed 14 people. New York City's first in the nation toll on vehicles entering the busiest areas of Manhattan's now in effect. And tonight, the Golden Globes. Emilia Perez, the most nominated film, The Bear, the most nominated TV show. This is ABC News.